from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. It's E-Town with this week's guests from Portland, Oregon, Haley Hendricks, E-Cheapin Award winner Hippie Jack Stoddard, and originally from Albion, Michigan, and now living in Nashville, Tennessee, The War and Treaty. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town. Welcome to E-Town Hall. So we are going to make some connections this week. We feel the divisions every day, you know, in the news, politics, violence. We see the stuff that keeps us apart. But here, today, not so much. We've got a guest this week who left South Florida in the face of real kind of Scarface stuff, drugs and violence back in 1972, to make a home for his family in the hills of rural Tennessee. He was an outsider then, and now he's like a favorite son. We've got a sort of shy songwriter from the Northwest whose songwriting and delivery have put her on stages all over the place and really given great comfort and delight to her fans. And then we have our first guests. Michael Trotter grew up in and out of poverty and homelessness, had a kid as a teenager. He joined the Army, went to Iraq, and in the midst of the chaos that terrified him, he found a pristine piano in the ruins of one of Saddam Hussein's palaces and taught himself how to play and started to write songs. And they were songs that gave comfort to his fellow soldiers and to himself. And Tanya Blunt Trotter grew up just outside of Washington, D.C., singing all the time. 25 years ago, she was singing with Lauryn Hill in Sister Act 2. She made a solo record that never came out. About 8 years ago, she helped put on a music festival, and Michael was one of the guests, and they met and eventually married and brought their families together and their careers together. And they made their first record with the help of our pal Buddy Miller. We were both on a festival a couple of months ago back east, and I was just blown away by their set, and that's one of the reasons they're here. So would you please help me welcome to E-Town for their first visit, The War and Treaty.
Baby, turn on your TV like you're Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Tanya and Michael, welcome. The band sounds great. The sound is great. The story is so cool. I think it's so cool that you guys found each other. I understand when you met, Michael, you didn't make it very easy. Tanya gave you her number and you threw it away.
Well, coming out of the war, and I had put on a couple of pounds there. And with that comes a little bit of low self-esteem. So I just thought she gave me the wrong number, so I just threw it in the trash. She couldn't possibly want me. I'm tall sideways. But no. No, but she actually found me again, and we began to make great music and love for the rest of our lives now.
Yeah.
That's great. Michael, let me ask you about that experience in Iraq, if you don't mind. And I know that this is not an easy subject for anybody who's been through what you've been through. So, but I just am trying to understand the effect of discovering in the bombed out ruins of an old Saddam Hussein palace, finding that piano there. And what that meant for you in the midst of all that stuff.
It meant life for me. Yeah. A well-known fact is Saddam loved the piano. And he had pianos all over Iraq and every palace that he owned. And, you know, I often tell the story. I was identified out of 980-plus soldiers as the weak link. Because everyone was patriotic and extremely happy to be there. And I was off in the corner crying and saying, I don't want to die! You know, but when I went down to the piano, it just kept giving me life.
Yeah. And had you already been writing songs, or is that something you started then also?
Just dabbling, trying. I didn't write songs. I wrote raps.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a rapper, you know. And then once I got in the military, I started to understand the power of songwriting and the healing that it can bring. And that's where songwriting really hit me.
Yeah. And is that what you heard, Tanya, when you heard his music? Is that the kind of emotion and kind of backstory that you could sense when you first heard him singing and playing?
Oh, yeah. I heard him at a love festival. That's how we met. And he was performing. Was
at a love festival?
Yeah, it was a love festival. Okay. It was an outdoor festival called The Love.
Okay. Did everybody there get married also, or just you two?
Just me.
Just us. It was amazing. I mean, I couldn't believe what my ears were hearing when I saw him on that stage with singing songs that I then learned he had written himself. Yeah. You know?
Well, you know, it's a powerful thing. And obviously, you know, from reading the liner notes on your record, this is about lots more than just making music together. I mean, the title of your album, Healing Tide, you're interested in fixing things.
Yeah.
I suppose that starts, Michael, as a songwriter, fixing yourself, right? Just healing yourself from the trauma that you experienced and whatever you carried on from your childhood or...
Yeah, totally. It's so amazing because when you think of healing yourself, it's usually you're allowing someone else to come in and do the healing. And in my case, it was definitely my wife being able to come in there and tell me what she sees and the love on me. And for me to just, you know, unravel in front of her without judgment meant the world to me.
Because you were suffering from PTSD and anxiety.
Still do.
Still do, yeah.
Severe.
Yeah.
And depression, anxiety, and all that stuff. But the thing that I suffer with over PTSD is a thing that's very popular amongst psychiatrists nowadays, which is called moral injury. The fact that you're still here and your buddies and your brothers and your sisters are not.
Yeah.
That's what makes the story tough.
Yeah, but it also makes it possible for you to then have empathy for all kinds of other people who are also suffering in the world.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at trying to heal and you're trying to use music to bring people together across the divisions and across the boundaries and borders that are being set up around us, it gives you that extra power to really feel for people in need.
And then you see the good in every human being that comes across you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town, Hero of the War and Treaty. Your record, we mentioned before, it's called The Healing Tide.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give a little bit of props to our friend Buddy Miller.
Oh, yeah.
And Emmylou Harris is singing on the record.
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
You know, it was just really a humbling process to be amongst some of the great musicians and Emmylou Harris, the goddess.
Sam Bush.
Yeah.
Sam Bush and Emmylou Harris are on the same track.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're talking about my people. Well, I'm really glad you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
It sounds good. The band sounds great. We're so glad you're here. Let's get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, The War and Treaty.
Thank you. This song is called Set My Soul on Fire.
here for you.
Your love set my soul on fire. Your love set my soul on fire. Your love set my soul on fire. Set my soul on fire. Help me sing.
Your love set my soul on fire. Your love set my soul on fire. Your love.
Ever love again. She set my soul on fire. I said no kind of love would ever pull me in, but she set my soul on fire. I said love came from the east, love came from the west, love came from the one who loved me the best, and
now he shot me to my love profess. She set my soul on fire.
Help me know.
Your love set my soul on fire. Your love set my soul on fire. Your love set my soul on fire. Set my soul on fire. I let you down on our relationship. Set my soul on fire.
That's The War and Treaty. Michael Trotter, Jr. on the vocals and keys, Tanya Trotter, along with Max Brown on the bass, Jonathan Keeney on guitar, Philippe Bronctine on the organ, and Nolan Nevels II on the drums. The record is called Healing Tide, and they'll be back later on to play some more music in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at Zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. The War and Treaty will be back later on in the show. And coming up, Haley Hendricks, a songwriter from Portland, Oregon, is here with us, and she'll be out in just a little bit. Before we bring her out, though, we are going to introduce you to somebody that we got to know with the help of one of our listeners. We get to do this every week. These are often really small stories of people just looking around and trying to make something good happen on behalf of a few people. And in most cases, those stories grow, have a bigger impact. And that's usually right around the time that we start hearing about these people and we get to celebrate them with something called the Achievement Award. And here comes Helen to tell you about this week's winner.
Thanks, Nick. Listener Valerie Den of Blandford, Nova Scotia, turned us on to this week's story. Jack Stoddard, or Hippie Jack as he's known, is the founder of a nonprofit organization called the Council of Americana Roots Music, or COARM, which was originally formed to highlight roots music and document live performances. Well, at the music events that they were hosting, Jack noticed that attendees were leaving with lots of leftover food. So he and his wife began requesting that food to donate to various places like local food pantries and churches. Well, during one such delivery, a woman who worked at one of the drop-off locations made a comment that stuck with Jack, so much so that he decided to take distribution into his own hands. And I'll let Jack tell you what that comment was, but let me just say that this incident eventually led to a full-blown effort that's bringing sustenance, much-needed clothing, and more to the marginalized and underserved in and around the rural area of Crawford, Tennessee. Now, Jack's here with us to tell us more, so let's welcome him now. This week's Achievement Award winner, Hippie Jack Stoddard.
Now, Helen mentioned there was a comment when you were trying to make a donation of some food. A woman made a comment that really affected you. What did she say?
She said, "Don't worry, we don't give the food you bring us to the people that don't deserve it."
So that's a confusing thing to hear.
Well, I understood it. I mean, how do you know who deserves it? If you don't know their backstory, if you don't know them personally, it completely astounded me. And I don't mean in like some religious lightning bolt way, but just sort of an epiphany.
Yeah. So with that comment and the epiphany that followed, you decided you could help, and instead of delivering the food to a food bank, you were just going to deliver it yourself.
We did. We loaded up the hippie bus.
You have a hippie bus.
We have a hippie bus.
Yeah. Good hippies should have hippie buses.
They should.
Yeah.
And people would come from all over the community, and they would come into the bus. And I don't want to be up here throwing off on food pantries too much, because they do good work. But they'd never been in a situation where you could have what you wanted. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem we would run into wasn't that people would take too much, because we'd say, get whatever you want, but they would take too little, and we'd have to encourage them to take more.
So you were inviting people to come on the bus and get free food.
Right. And then it sort of morphed into coats. It morphed into toys for Christmas, toiletries, other items. Last year, we had 1,000 children's coats donated. And we distributed about 800 of them and kept a couple of hundred back.
Wow. That's spectacular.
Big fun.
So what are the music events like? The people come and and you have a show. And
we do.
And then is that part of your gathering of both food and donations?
It is. And we have a very wonderful attendance of people. And we asked for their food the first year as they left, and I thought we'd get some. And at the end of the weekend, there was two heaping pickup truck loads full of food, and it was on.
Yeah. Am I right that your motto is, you don't have to pay and you don't have to pray?
That's exactly right.
Just come to the show, leave some good stuff behind.
You can pray if you want to. It's not necessary.
So give us a quick example, Jack, of somebody that has benefited from what you're up to.
Boy, we had one recently, I'll tell you. A lot of people now reach out to us on Facebook. I had a woman reach out to me from the little town nearest Monterey, and she had said her name, and I'm married and have three children. My oldest child has autism. My little girl loves to do pageants for the Crowns, and my three-year-old son had five open-heart surgeries and is working on his sixth.
Oh, wow.
I work third shift at the chicken factory, and
third shift is like midnight to
8:30 till 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And she said, "I've heard that you help people with food. If you had a little extra, I have a plan to go down and pay off the title pawn loan that I have on my car. Wait one day, and take out another title pawn loan on my car." So that I can buy groceries for my family.
Oh, wow.
I have food stamps. It's not enough. And we were there in 2 hours. I mean, it was heart-rending. But that's not an unusual letter.
Yeah. This is obviously a problem you're not going to solve.
No.
So you're not changing the world, but you're changing people's lives for a few days or a week or two.
You know, I'm changing my life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
And I understand you help people in all kinds of ways. I've heard stories about you paying off utility bills or keeping people from getting their water shut off. And
yeah, we do what we can. We take them on a first-come basis.
Yeah.
If we don't have it, we don't have it.
And is there a website, Jack, for the work you're doing?
There is. The website is www.jammin@hippiejacks.com.
Jammin@hippiejacks.com.
No, Jam in.
And no apostrophes in there?
No apostrophes, yeah.
Jammin@hippiejacks.com.
Man, I wish I hadn't named it that.
Yeah.
And Facebook, we're very active on Facebook.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, listen, thanks again and congratulations. The winner of this week's Achievement Award, Jack Stoddard, Hippie Jack. Doing great stuff in his hometown.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Jack.
If you're listening out there, we welcome your feedback and comments about this segment or the show in general. And if you'd like to send us an award nomination or learn more about recent winners or listen to this week's entire interview again, all that and more is available on our website, etown.org, where you can also find Hippie Jack's contact information if you just missed it. Or, as always, you can write us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, Hippie Jack. I love it, the fact that we have listeners who pay attention enough and feel inspired to send us these stories. So feel free to do the same. Meanwhile, I want to remind you that War and Treaty will be back later on to play some more music. Right now, I want to tell you about our next guest. Haley Hendricks grew up just outside of Portland, Oregon. She was inspired by some of the greats, including Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix, and her family encouraged her to focus on her guitar playing as she was getting started. In fact, her dad encouraged her to learn a Leo Kottke song, which I think is almost cruel to your young child. But anyway, she learned a Leo Kottke song on the 12-string guitar and performed it, and after that knew she could get up on stage and do what she needed to do. She went to college, she got a degree in business, which I'm sure will maybe prove useful sometime down the road. But what she really did was write songs, and she found a way to record them and put a band together, and she's been touring ever since, sometimes on her own, and today she's here on her own as well. But she's got a great following. We're really glad she's here. Please welcome, for her first visit to E-Town, Haley Hendricks.
Holy moly, that was the nicest and most honest intro I've ever had. All right. So this song's called The Butt Collector. Cussers out to get you. Oh, and I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect morning. I try my best to scoop the slugger out the window. Your bathtub. Oh, when you swear he's a priest from a past life out to get you. Oh, when I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect morning. I try my best to put the priest inside a jam jar. Your carpet. Oh, and I must admit he's stirring with a vengeance. Oh, and I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect morning. I try my best to prove that nothing's out to get you. Nothing's out to get you. To prove that nothing's out to get you. So I think the band is going to join me for this one. Right now, the band name we have is Haley and the Comets. And we'll keep expanding, and I think Helen will be joining us on singing too. And we got Chris, Christian, and Ron. This next song is called Entitled Godson. It has a little religious connotation, and it makes me think of ladies I really love in my life. So that's the secret about this song.
Her shoes are all dressed up, and she spins me around like a marionette. Oh, my web is still spinning, my web is still spinning, my web is still spinning, you can't see it.
Haley Hendricks sounds so good and so intriguing. You don't sound like anybody I've ever heard. It's new. It's original stuff. It's good. Good, interesting guitar playing and singing and writing.
Well, thanks for letting me steal your band for a moment.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they're yours. You can keep them if you want.
I don't know. I think my bandmates will get pretty jealous or angry with me. So.
So was I right about that thing with your dad? I have three daughters, and I'm trying to imagine if what it would have taken for me to suggest that one of them learn a Leo Kaki song as their sort of debut performance.
I think the undercurrent is this story, which is my dad and I learned guitar at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So we started learning together, and then I slowly started getting a little better than him, and he got competitive and quit.
Yeah.
And so maybe him suggesting Leo Kaki was a way of throwing a big roadblock.
Yeah. Try this, little girl. Yeah.
But it definitely, Leo Kaki got me addicted to all these funny tunings. Yeah. And
he's remarkable. Yeah. He's a great performer, great, great composer, too. And I understand there was a few fits and starts in making your record. You were in a studio where suddenly the power would go off in the middle of your perfect moment and take. And
yeah, when I was ready, everything would just shut off. I don't know what happened.
Oh, weird.
I don't know. And it would force me to sit in the silence or sit in the dark for like 15 minutes while my magic producer, Zach, would just be shaking everything. We could trying to turn everything on. But once the computer was turned on and the programs were ready, a lot of that album was the first take of the guitar and me, and then we added all the bandmates.
And are you a prolific writer? Are you somebody who's writing a lot?
I'm a hoarder of notebooks, but I don't think that makes me prolific. I like to grab little bits of information and funny quotes when I can.
And I love the fact that, there are so many different ways to connect with a listener. And one way, of course, is to have something that's absolutely polished and every base is covered and there's no question as to what it is that the audience is going to experience. And the other is to leave holes and gaps and spaces for interpretation and access. And it seems like you've done that. And from what I can tell, your fans really have been invited in almost.
I am noticing that I have fallen in love with artists who create a lot of space. Like Miyazaki is a huge influence of mine. Mm-hmm. Hayao Miyazaki, he's a Japanese director, and he adds a lot of silence in his films. And I guess I try to, maybe I'm accidentally creating space for you guys to fill in the dots for me.
Yeah. Well, listen, even though silence is appreciated by both of us, we're going to go listen to some more music.
Yeah, that makes sense. That
How
makes
about
sense.
That?
So that's your way of saying get back to work.
Yep, exactly.
I'm going to hop over there now. Thank you.
Welcome back, if you would, Haley Hendricks.
And I've been doubtful of all that I have dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. The gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour. Shalala, boom, boom, shalala. Boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala. The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs. And all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to. I fought like a dog. This world that I've trusted is bent over and busted and rusted by an arbitrary sonogram. Shalala, boom, boom, shalala. Boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala. Boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala. Boom, shalala. Comedy, the gap in my teeth, and all that I can cling to. gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. 'Cause making this song up is just as hard. 'Cause making this song up is just as hard. Boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala.
Haley Hendricks from Portland, Oregon. The record is called I Need to Start a Garden, along with E-Town's Ron Jolly, Christian Teal, Chris Engelman, and Helen Forster. Haley Hendricks.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by the way, if you missed some of this week's show, you just maybe just tuned in, feel free to check out the E-Town podcast, where you'll find this episode and others, along with tons of off-air content, such as songs and interviews and conversations from the E-Town archives. The podcast is available for free in iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast directories. You're listening to E-Town.
Nick Forster, I want to say hello to our listeners who are hearing E-Town on stations like WZEW, The Zoo in Mobile, Alabama. Thank you for tuning in. 105.5, the Colorado Sound, Northern Colorado and the Front Range, and on WTTS in Indianapolis, Indiana. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you want more information about any of our guests, all that and more is available online at etown.org. You can also find out about how to get tickets and buy some fabulous merch and all that stuff. I mentioned in the beginning we were going to make some connections. It's cool to hear about how Hippie Jack sort of doesn't make distinctions around his neighborhood. Just if somebody needs some help, he's there to give it. It's cool how Warren Treaty just finds a way to make music a healing and powerful force in the world. And it's cool how Haley invites people in through her intimate songs and lets them leave some space for us to find our way into those tunes. So we are, in fact, at least for me, feels like we're making some connections, and that trend is going to continue. Right now, would you please help me welcome back to the stage War and Treaty.
My foot right in my mouth. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, yo. Yeah, yeah.
Try to be quiet, but I hear to shout. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, yo.
I hear you at my door trying to listen. Oh, oh.
What are we doing?
keep on peeking through the foggy window.
That's The War and Treaty. The record is called The Healing Tide, The War and Treaty. Michael Trotter Jr., Tanya Trotter, along with Max Brown, Jonathan Keeney, Philippe Bronctine, and Nolan Nevels. The Healing Tide. Man, we've got time for one more song. I'm going to get everybody out on stage. I want to thank all our guests this week. Thanks to Haley Hendricks for coming out from Portland. Thank you, Haley. Thanks to our award winner, Hippie Jack, coming out from Tennessee, doing so much good for so many people in his neighborhood. Thanks to The War and Treaty for coming out and playing their music, musical healing. Thanks to the E-Tones, Helen Forster, thanks to all of you for coming. We started thinking about what song we could do as a finale, and it was actually Haley Hendricks who came up with this Hank Williams suggestion. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
I saw the light, no more dark.
Sounds recorded at E-Town Hall and produced by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. To comment about the show, send us an email at info@etown.org or reach us on Twitter or Facebook. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
I was a fool to wander astray. Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.